Hey, I'm Ava Reyes, Photo Assignments Editor, and today I'm here with
Lillian Seifel, I'm Staff Photographer.
We'll be talking with Editors-in-Chief Kendall Lay, Colin Nichols, and Raina Strotter about what goes on in Room 139.
I am Kendall Lay. I am the Editor-in-Chief of the Yearbook, and I have been since my junior year, but I've been on staff since my sophomore year. And then I'm also on photography staff this year.
So Kendall, since you're in two of the different classes and you have a leadership position in one but not in the other, what are the different responsibilities in each class?
Well, it's kind of hard to like manage like the difference between that because I literally go from like being someone who's like part of the class to like being someone that's like in charge of a whole entire class. So it's kind of awkward to like transition between that, but responsibilities, being like editor-in-chief of the yearbook is like far different from just being like student in the newspaper class because I do have a whole entire yearbook to create by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Versus just like creating photos and like editing and kind of just doing like small assignments throughout the year.
Since you're in two different classes, there's a lot of people in those classes. So how did like the friendships that you make and the bond like affect the workplace and what you do?
Well, okay, it's hard because sometimes the focus is just not there because, I mean, all my friends are literally in, like, these two classes, and, like, it's so hard to get your work done when you're next to one of your best friends. Like, we just keep each other, like, distracted all the time. But it's also nice on the other hand because, like, especially because I literally went to a private school, like, my whole entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And I came here and I didn't really know anybody, but, like, this room has, like, helped me, like, get out of my shell and like meet people. So I do love like being in the class every day and like hanging out with my friends.
What keeps you motivated and inspired?
Well, I have a whole yearbook to make. So it's kind of like a big motivation is like knowing that like I do in fact like have to like make a whole yearbook and like be able to distribute it to students because it's kind of a big deal. Like people expect to have a yearbook by the end of the year. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So my main motivation is pretty much just that. But I mean, I guess Shot keeps me motivated. He calls me out when, like, I need to, like, do better.
Yeah. Because you have a whole entire yearbook that you do, like, you are in charge of, what's the most challenging part of making it?
Probably having to also, like, instruct, like, other people and help them through the process of making a yearbook is so hard because, like, I have, like, all of my work to do, and then on top of that, I have to make sure that all the people in the class are also, like, knowing exactly what they are needing to do, and, like,
Yeah, I get that, especially, like, and when you're a new editor, like, learning balance in between
that
getting all your
so
work done
hard.
Is really
it
difficult.
Is.
So, how do you manage your time and your work and your publications class?
I write things down. I create a schedule. Like, I would dedicate 15 minutes to a particular thing.
Gotcha.
And I just write down everything I have to do so I can cross it off. And I try to reduce the talking, but that's inevitable.
Yeah.
So,
so what are the pros and cons of being in a student-led class, like, versus a regular class where there's just, like, one teacher?
Actually, so in a student-led class, you can be a leader. You're improving your leadership skills, and you're also, when you see problems, you can fix them. And having that responsibility is great if you want it, because it will grow you as a person and you can help others succeed.
My name is Raina Strotter and I'm photo editor in chief.
Okay, Raina, how is each class different from each other? Like newspaper, photo, and yearbook?
I would say the workload specifically, because we all kind of branch out and run different platforms and different forms of media. The workload is very different. Like, we even use different websites, different editing software. You know, it's just, yeah.
Speaking of which, what are the biggest freedoms that the students have in the class?
Wow. The biggest freedom I would say that we have in this class is our creativity. So we kind of have just a lot of space and, you know, a lot of creative freedom in this class. It's very wonderful, you know, especially when we're trying to express yourself. You know, there's not really people in this class that are going to be like, oh, that's a dumb idea. They just kind of just want you to elaborate more. Yeah, so, yeah, for sure. Yeah, more to it. Right. So with that, what would you say the most challenging part of photo is, or leading photo? So
I feel like the most challenging part will probably be, you know, trying to get that idea from out of your head and put it into that form of media. So like trying to put it on that piece of paper, try to put it in that picture, try to put it in that gallery. That's probably the most difficult part.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.